Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, race fans, it's Speedway Anywhere Podcast, blogtalkradio.com/SpeedwayAnywhere. Your stock car, Indy car, any car, no matter how many wheels on the car. We even covered Demolition Derby. Not sure if we could do unicycles. That's only one wheel, and I don't know if it equals one horsepower. Anyways, we have live in studio video feed on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/SpeedwayAnywhere on the Speedway Anywhere page, and we'll be pulling. Hey, Chris. Nice to see you to chime in. We'll have live in studio feed, video feed on Facebook Live. Just go to the facebook.com/SpeedwayAnywhere page, or if you're on my own page, you can see it as well. Add yourself to the SpeedwayAnywhere.com page, and then like it, link it, add yourself to it, and you'll get constant updates. Sorry, I got something going on in the corner of my screen, and it's bugging the heck out of me. Just what I need, another distraction today. I don't have the Speedway Anywhere page live feed going yet. I do have it on my own page. So, but yeah, add yourself and you can listen and watch in studio shenanigans. And if you are on my own page, of course, you can tune in, watch in, and call in. 917-889-2053. I got to get rid of something on my screen again. I don't know why it always kicks in as soon as I begin using the live video feed. So we'll get rid of it in just a minute here. It's driving me nuts, but such is life. All right, I'm going to cut to bumper music real quick here while we get this bug worked out. All right. I think I got the issues as far as, I don't know if it's adware or what it is, but it keeps showing up on my screen every night. Tune in, watch in, call in 917-889-2053. I'm your crew chief Q. Captain Kurt is most likely joining in, and we might have a special co-host joining in for some rough and tumble demo derby talk as well. So once again, 917-889-2053. It's now Thursday, August 15th, and it's time for your weekend precap as well as a brief recap of last weekend. And I might add, Bristol is kicking off as we speak in about, let's see, the broadcast is set up for 7:30 Central Time, so about 24 minutes to go, I believe. That's over on FS1. So, NASCAR Gander World Truck Series. They'll be taken to the green at Bristol in just a little bit here. You can tune in on FS1. We'll give a few updates as we go along on the show, too. Or that is the plan. Let's go straight to the truck series as they set their field of 8 drivers for the championship chase after the finish last Saturday. Yeah, last Saturday at Michigan. The truck series, Grant Enfinger. Now, follow along here because this gets a little goofy as far as the way the points are set up. Grant Enfinger is your regular season champion. Enfinger is still winless this year, but he amassed enough points over the entire field throughout the season to take series points before the beginning of the championship side of it. So the regular season, all the races are in the books, but there's 7 more to go as we count down to Miami in November. God, I love making a fool out of myself. So that's going to be the beginning of the championship showdown tonight. Tonight, Bristol is the first race of the championship season for them. So Grant Enfinger, he is the point leader going out of the regular season. So now he amassed enough points and gained points to give him a little cushion, if you will, of 15 points as far as kind of like in the NFL and whatnot and college basketball, the way they get seeded. But now, even though he took top dog, Brett Moffitt, he's still seeded first over Enfinger by 3 points. And the reason is because Moffitt amassed a certain championship, playoff points as they came out of the regular season. So instead of going like too far into that, I'll explain the point system maybe on Monday's show a little more in depth, because when it gets to the Cup Series and whatnot, it gets a little more complicated. There's only 8 drivers that set the field for the championship showdown for the trucks. Now, there's going to be 12 drivers setting the championship field for the Xfinity Series. Both series have 7 races. Both series have, even though Xfinity hasn't began their championship chase yet, but both series only have 7 races. Trucks have 8 drivers seated in there. Xfinity has 12. Now the Cup Series goes a little further because it has 10 races that will begin at Las Vegas. Las Vegas, they'll begin their championship showdown on September 15th. So those two series, the Xfinity and the Cup Series, have yet to set their fields. I believe Xfinity has five races left, and the Cup Series has four. Yes. Before the championship showdowns begin in those series. Let's just go straight to the rundown of the eight drivers. Now, Brett Moffitt is still seated first over Enfinger by three. So there's first and second as far as seating. Stuart Friesen goes into the chase in third. Austin Hill, he got his second win of the year. Of 2019, Hill began the in fourth position. Chastain, Ross Chastain, you know, Watermelon Man, my favorite. I love that guy. After his late start in the points, he's ranked fifth. Matt Crafton, he's still winless, multiple time winner though. Kind of surprised he was winless last year. He's still winless this year. He'll begin in sixth. Johnny Sauter, even though he sat out for a 1 week suspension, he's still in the chase contention in seventh. And then Tyler Ankrum came on pretty strong and got himself a win and win you're in. And he rounds out the eight drivers. The chase now. When they take the green flag tonight, I'm getting a message here. So, all right. So there's your top eight. Top eight go to Enfinger, Brett Moffitt, Stuart Friesen, Austin Hill. And then Ross Chastain, Matt Crafton, Johnny Sauter, and Tyler Ankrum. That's your field of eight. They'll be the eight drivers that will be deciding the chase this year. So a little bit about that. Like I said, they have seven races as they go into their chase. There will be two drivers eliminated, narrowing down the field to six throughout the seventh and sixth races, which will make it five races to go. And you got to follow me. You got to stay with me here. So eight drivers, seven races. So during the first two races, before the fifth to last race, there will be only six drivers. Further beyond that, the fifth and fourth to last race, there will be two more drivers eliminated. And sorry, I'm still getting messages here. I'm going to... All right. Jesse, I'll get back to you in just a second. We got our bumper captain, our demolition driver, right on my ear right now, and I can't wait to talk to him. So he will, he'll be on the show tonight. As I was going on there, the fifth and fourth to last race, two more drivers will be eliminated before the third to last. And that will narrow the field down to four. Now, two more drivers will be eliminated before the final race during the third and second to last. And then there will be four drivers left. Is that a mouthful? Is that an earful? I didn't understand it until last year when I started this insanity that is my little radio show. I have to, by the way, we got some massive breaking news. I have to switch over to my other screen here and reply to Jesse so we can... Here we go. Sorry about this, folks. I'm a one-man band, and I can only do so much. As I prepped my show earlier, I got some massive breaking news, and we'll get to that in just a minute. I'm going to get back to our buddy Jesse as soon as it lets me. All right. Let me check my switchboard. All right, here we go. If you haven't heard yet, this is shocking news. It just got breaking news as I was writing earlier. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s playing had some, I'm going to call them complications. I'm not going to call it a crash, but they ran off the runway, and apparently there was some definite fire, but everyone is alive. He and his wife, I forget her name, but his daughter, Isla Rose, and two pilots were on board, and all were taken to the hospital for further evaluation. And we, hi, Jesse, I see you're on the line, and I will get to you as soon as possible. Dale Jr., his wife, his daughter, Isla Rose, and two pilots were on board, and all were taken to the hospital for further observation. I don't call this a plane crash. It's, I would say, somehow or another, though, there was a fire, and maybe that's why the pilot opted to turn off of the runway. The details are a little few and far and in between, and all that. So that's the only information available. And that was a statement from Junior's sister, Kelly Earnhardt Elledge, also his business manager at the time. The statement from Federal Aviation Administration reads as follows. Cessna Citation rolled off the end of the runway and caught fire after landing at Elizabethton, common word Elizabeth with a T-O-N on the end, municipal airport in Tennessee. Captain Kurt said he's familiar with it because the Twins have a branch minor league team of sorts. So that was at 3:40 today. I'm assuming Eastern time, so probably 2:40 Minnesota time. Preliminary indication is that the two pilots and three passengers were aboard. At the time that I looked all this up, they had little details. My hands were shaking. I couldn't type, couldn't work the mouse, couldn't toggle screens. So I got a little behind on planning tonight's show. So we'll update that as soon as possible. I don't think there's going to be any more details because I've been following Dale's ex-wife, Kelly Elledge Earnhardt. I've been following her Twitter, and she's pretty much said that for the time being, don't call her. She'll call you, kind of thing, you know, when she has details. The front row, by the way, for tonight's race, starting in 9 minutes, is Brett Moffitt, the point leader, and then Ross Chastain, Mr. Watermelon Man, the man, of course, coming into the chase. So we're going to welcome in Jesse, and dude, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has.
So how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm busted up. So I ended up breaking my back in the Derby on Sunday. So I'm a hurting unit right now. Got took a couple really good hits, and it took me out. My whole back is all bruised up right now, and they can't brace the back where the break is at because it's too low to the pelvic bone. So I'm walking around with a busted back and just got all the medications that the doctor can give you, and hopefully it'll get better soon and fast.
I just realized I didn't have your audio feed on, but I could hear you.
Okay.
So now, yeah. As far as on the level of broken to fracture, by the way, people, Jesse is our bumper captain. I'm having a hard time saying that he does demolition derby because at this point it sounds like you might not be. But yeah, tell us the nature of your injuries.
I got on the lower part of the back, right above the pelvic bone, I fractured two of the vertebrae. And it's in a spot where you can't brace because it's too low. Otherwise, they could put you in a brace that covers, like, your chest and all of your back. But since it's so low, they can't do nothing with it. So you just got to suffer through the pain and get up slowly and walk around slowly and limit your bending, because when you bend it, that's when the problem really hurts. Well,
you know,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, by the nature of the injury, sometimes it's more dangerous for them to go in and do anything to it than just let it try and correct itself.
Yeah, pretty much that's what they said, because on Sunday night, my back hurt just a little bit. And I figured, yeah, because you got it tight. How many car accidents? Because you figure in a derby, we had 20 cars in our heat, and I lasted up until the eighth place I took. So, and you're getting hit from pretty much all sides, and I was trying to look out the back, and all of a sudden I saw this car come flying up and tried to brace for it, but I got sandwiched because somebody hit me from the front and the back, so I was right in the middle. And that's when I felt a little pain, but I figured, you know what? Yeah, you're going to feel a little pain because you just got into a car accident, pretty much. And so I finished going until I lost my transmission and the front drive axle snapped, so I couldn't go anywhere because I was front-wheel drive. And so then I got to watch the rest of it, but it's like you have all that adrenaline when you're in the car, like you really don't feel the pain. And then once you get out of it, then you start moving around and you're like, ooh, yeah. Now the adrenaline is wearing off and you start feeling all the pain.
You know, and I was checking out the video, and it seemed like you took on a brink of damage in a very short period of time.
Oh, yeah. There was, like I said, there was 20 cars out there, so you take a lot of damage right away. And the most damage was to the passenger side and the rear end. The front really didn't have too much damage, which I'm really surprised, but those tail end hits that I took, that crumpled the back end up so bad that your gas tank is in where the back seat is, and it was laying flat, and by the end of it, my gas lines were kinked, and my gas tank was pretty much on its side. So it wasn't even where it was bolted down to, because the metal ripped where I had it bolted down at, let when I got hit that last really hard one, it sheared the bolt off and moved my gas tank up right behind my driver's seat. So that one is the one that took me out.
Yeah, it looked like you weren't too happy. I saw you kind of squeezed up in between. Or, you know, where your final resting spot there.
Yeah.
It looked like
that flag came off, and just like, oh, wasn't too good because I was doing good, and I figured, oh, I'm down to about 7-8 cars moving. I can keep going, and then it's like you push your foot on the gas pedal, and you hear the engine revving, and you just hear a bunch of stuff grinding, and it's like, oh, I'm done. So I knew right then that it was my drivetrain that went out on me.
Well, it looked like your rear end was punched pretty high up in the air.
Oh, yeah. The one
judging by
wasn't
the pictures and by what I saw on track, I think... I mean, it's just so wild when you see those cars, and the wheel wells are nowhere near the wheels, you know.
No. Yeah, it was pushed up pretty good where you couldn't even see out the back window. You were looking at the hood of your trunk instead of seeing over the top of it. So it was fun though. Because I had
a bunch
of family members in there.
Yeah, I remember seeing the car you drove last year, and it looked like, you know, the back end was creased in a V shape pretty good. Whereas this year, you looked like, oh, God, I don't know. Like you were trying to put a hood scoop on the back. Hey,
oh,
Lyle,
yeah.
How's it going there? I see you.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. My wheelbase started at 106, and by the end of the demo, it was about 6 inches shorter because the frame buckled and everything pushed everything up.
Yeah, it's not for the faint at heart, is it?
No, because when you have the mindset of doing this, you got to have the mindset like you're going to get hurt. That's not, oh, I might get hurt. No, you got to think, just somehow I'm going to get hurt in it. It might not be serious, or it might be serious. You're always going to come out with bumps and bruises somewhere, no matter how safe you are. And it's just the thrill of it. That's what I really like about it.
Yeah, it's
This is my last year driving, and now I'm going to just be building the cars and being in people's pit crews, because I'll be 47 this year, and all the bumps and bruises and injuries I've taken over the years from it, it's time to retire from being a driver.
Yeah, part of my questions that I had kind of set up for you was going to be, when's Lisa going to tell you to call it quits? But I guess that that question's been answered.
Yep. Because she wanted me to call it quits last year, and I said I want at least one more. I need to have one more at least. And so I got her talked into letting me do this year's, and then it was after I got done, she goes, "Well, are you done now?" I said, "Yep. This was my final one. Now I'm just, like I say, I'm going to build the cars and be in people's pit crews and show them the right way of building the cars and stuff like that."
So, what was the story on Cody? Did he get out there this year or no?
Nope, Cody didn't get to get out there this year. But I had my son Tyler, he was in it. And then I had one of my uncles and five of my friends in the same. And we were all in the same heat. So it was fun because, like I said, you get to crash into people that you know without getting in trouble for it. And you're out there just having a blast.
Tyler decided to make a go of it, huh?
Yep. He wanted to try to do one, which I'm happy that he got to do this one because he's also in the service. And he's getting deployed on Monday, so he'll be gone for a couple of years, so he won't be able to do them for a few years. So I'm happy that I was able to at least do one before he had to leave.
Wow. Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get Cody into it next year.
Yeah, last I heard last year is he was going to go to the big cars, but that
yep,
obviously
he wants to do the mid-size, because we usually run compact, and he's like, "Well, how hard would it be to do a mid-size?" And I'm like, not hard, just a little bigger car, and that's the same setup what you got to do, but you're just in a bigger vehicle with more metal around you.
Hey, Kurt, I see your call. I'll get to you in just a little bit. So, I'm going to pull up last weekend's notes. And I got to do a little work here. I am, I really need a producer, Jesse. You know any interns that are looking to seek out a career in the radio production field, send them my way, because I being a one-man band is quite the pain in the ass, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, I'm sure it is, because you got to try to find all your information and research all that, plus do your show more.
And then the breaking news about Dale Jr.'s plane crash today was just like, oh great, this just threw me a curveball. I'm sure he wasn't none too happy about what happened to him either, but.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure you got a little bit of
news. I'm glad they all got saved.
Yeah, and like I say, I think it was more of a skid off the runway type deal, but there was some flames involved and whatnot. I don't know. Planes are they're our best friend and our worst enemy.
That's true.
Here we go. So Minnesota Federation of County Fairs.com. There's time's running out. If people want to get out and catch some dates, there are still, there are some left. Hey, by the way, what kind of car were you running this year?
Chevy Cavalier.
It was a Cavalier.
Yep.
You know what's funny you mentioned that? Because back when I was, when I had a Cavalier, I needed a side marker. And I was just kind of randomly looking through city pages or whatever. And a guy was selling his side markers, but they weren't the right ones.
Yeah.
When you go to tear out the side markers, the headlight lenses and all that, I mean, you can always make $5, $10, $20. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And you were talking about county fairs. This weekend, we're having a demolition at the Hutch County Fair. So I'm not sure what Tony Hutch is in, but that's at on Saturday at, I believe it's
right,
4 o'clock.
Right?
Yep.
Well, okay. You're just going to be an observer?
Yeah. Because my group, we have five cars in Hutch this year. So, I'm just going to just be in the pit crews and help the drivers do the last button up things if we need to do anything after they inspect the cars, if we need to change anything or do anything with that. So that's all I'll be doing. Because like I say, I'm too busted up to get in behind a car right now. I'd love to because one of my friends, he has a couple of cars, and he was looking for a driver to do it, and he called me up, and he's like, let's go, let's drive. I'm like, oh, man, there's just no way I can, otherwise I would. And then he's like, oh, that's right, you damaged your back, you can't drive it. And so his younger brother is actually going to drive his car, or one of his cars, this year. Otherwise, I would have did Carver County last weekend, and then the one that's going to be out in Hutch tomorrow, or Saturday.
Wow. Yeah, I was I was going to mention, I've smashed my tailbone before, which is, they said, well, if 12 weeks goes by, and I'm like, as they're telling me, if 12 weeks goes by and you're still uncomfortable, I'm like, 12 weeks?
Yeah.
It's just like, are you serious? But you know what? They loaded me up on the magic carpet pills, and I came out of it just fine. But, man, that lower back stuff, that's no game.
Oh, yeah, it's no fun because you try to bend over and it's like, oh, you can't do that. So you keep your back straight and you're bending your legs and you're like, all right, let me try to reach that. And then you try to get up off the couch or whatever you're sitting on. It's like, all right, slowly do it. And it's like when you're in bed, I roll my feet over the side of the bed and push myself up because you can't just sit right up and, oh, all right, I'm ready to go. You do that and you're You almost want to cry.
Well, it was, I was on the massive Percocets and everything, and I would literally, I'd go out to the nice, comfortable patio swing behind my house, right? And as you're so zooted out on the pills, you're just swinging, you're staring at the fence, and then all of a sudden you realize that an hour had went by. And it's like, that was fun at first, but after a while, I just didn't have a quality of life, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kurt's online. I opened the phone to him. Kurt, you got anything for Jesse?
I got to ask, you bringing up an 84, or I'm going to bring up an 84 Cavalier here, because right when you mentioned that, I thought of a question that I didn't think about last time. Well, I'll just say right now, me and him just spent a Saturday at the Mall of America, me and my buddy Brad, and it's his car, and it's 1994, the 84 Cavalier hatchback. We had to push it across 52nd and 34th. That street can be deadly on a Saturday afternoon, of course. But I thought about this. Is there a minimum and maximum size car you guys can have?
Yeah, it all depends on what heat that you're in. The compacts go from 102 inches between the wheelbase to 106. And then that's the compacts that I'm in. And then from 106 to, I can't remember what it is, bigger for full size. But if you're 106 inches, you can go in either class. But if you're 106, we always go into the compacts, because otherwise you're going up against, like, Winky Continentals and all these other big-ass boats that you're going to get killed with.
Yes, and you mentioning that, though, I could picture somebody going out there with a, with like a 77 or 78 LTD.
Yeah. I would love to have one of those cars for that.
Oh,
for that would be a nice size, and those, you know, like you get good sick metal on that nowadays. Anything like 96 and under or over is just, I mean, they're like tin cans and they rip open so dang easy and everything. So I'd rather have the older cars.
Yeah.
Well, my son-in-law, or soon-to-be son-in-law, he had a Lincoln, and but it was definitely a recent one. And when you talk about Lincoln, yeah, I'm thinking that's not a beast in the field.
Yeah.
Once, just as much.
You're still there, Quentin?
I'm still here. Do we?
Yeah, we're breaking up here. Yeah, I'm going to call right back.
All right.
No? Check, check. Right now,
a little bit better.
You got me now?
Let me switch rooms here. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Yeah, we keep it. I hope you can hear me, because now I think we know how Jesse feels, except we're doing it with phones.
Well, you got me.
You keep coming in and out.
Got me? You got me?
I got you for about a second, then you go right out.
But you... All right. If you can hear me all.
No, we've had some thunder.
Hey, long time. Lost connection. I tried to get on, but yeah. Can you hear me?
Just a tad bit better. Keep talking, though.
Keep talking?
Yeah.
What about now?
It's a little bit better.
Well, is it good or is it just better than it was?
It's better than it was.
Strange.
I would say it's about 90%.
Yeah, I don't have any clue what the hell happened here. So, yeah, I think I'm going to dump the show.
Huh, all right.
Yeah, I'm not getting any reply from Jesse.
Hmm.
Oh well, sucks. Try again next time.
All right.
And Truck Series is live right now. And yeah, I'm just gonna switch on over and listen to What's Your Butt Show. All right.
Now you're starting to break up a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened. If it's in my board or if it's on the Blog Talk Radio end. But nobody on Facebook was replying to anything I was saying to them. So as far as the audio, not the other. So, all right.
All right, apologize to him.
Yeah, he'll be back.
So, okay. All right, cool.
All right, bye.